Cyrus Wittig with you here on High School Game Day. And right now I am joined by Benjamin's boys lacrosse coach, Peter Cordray. His Bucks are one win away from the program's first ever state championship after they beat the Bulls school based in Jacksonville. They took down Bulls 19-7 in the state semifinal yesterday afternoon. Coach Cordray, first off, congrats on the win. Your Bucks were down 5-2 after the first quarter, and then you proceeded to outscore Bulls 17-2 the rest of the way. What changed for you and your squad after that first frame?
We grew up a little bit. We were having a hard time picking up ground balls. We weren't winning faceoffs, and we weren't really winning the ground ball off the faceoff. So we made some adjustments. And we put Campbell Hogan up at the X and Jaden Vague on the wing. And that sort of switched the tide on that. And then once we were getting the ball more, I mean, we have a very good offense. And yeah. So they were a little lethargic to begin with, and then they sort of found their spot. And Bulls had come out in a zone, which, frankly, we hadn't seen it in any of their tape. And so we were a little bit discombobulated, and then sort of got back to a couple plays. And, you know, we've seen it. We had seen zone so much from St. Andrews that we have plays that we run against it, and they switched back out of that to man-to-man.
Coach, you just mentioned that this team grew up a little bit yesterday, and I feel like that's sort of been a theme of the season. You mentioned something similar when we spoke back in March, and at that point you guys were 5-1, still haven't lost a game since then, as you enter the state championship tomorrow afternoon. But something specifically you mentioned during our last conversation, none of the defenders on this Bucks team were returning starters from last year. And you just said, you know, these guys have to grow up, and it's all about learning by doing and getting familiar with each other. It just takes time. Coach, when you look back on the season, is there one game that you can point to and you say, yeah, that's when it clicked for us? Or was there a specific turning point, not just for the team, but for the defense specifically?
No, I think it's a process. And I think, you know, part of it, we brought on Rob Ambrose as our defensive coordinator, and he's just done an amazing job. He's a Hall of Fame coach out of Michigan. So he took this young defense and he just molded it into and over time they were just going to get better with that experience and the bruises that they got along the way. And I think it's a real long season, right? I'm writing a practice plan for week 16. So that's 16 weeks of development. And so I think what you saw at the end of the season is Rob's imprint on the team.
Here with Benjamin boys lacrosse coach Peter Cordray, his Bucks are looking for the program's first ever state title as they get set to take on the Community School of Naples in the 1A state championship tomorrow evening. Coach Cordray, another thing we talked about back in March was that this team was sort of looking for leadership. Is there one guy or small group of guys that have stepped up, or is it a situation where, you know, everyone has, I guess, raised their leadership level and in turn, you know, the team hasn't needed to look for, again, just one or two individuals?
So that's the beauty of this team. There's a bunch of guys who are leaders, and there's no one leader. And, you know, and given the biorhythms of teenagers, that might be a good thing that we have a bunch of them. And so, you know, if one guy isn't necessarily being a leader that day, somebody else steps up. And it's been really awesome.
Coach, we talked about this Benjamin defense, which has been just fantastic in the playoffs, giving up just 4 goals per game in the postseason so far. Obviously, this offense has been just as good on their side of the ball. Last time we talked, we discussed Jack Kelleher and Matthew Knoll, both freshmen. But I also wanted to ask about a junior, Alex Ponchok. 57 goals, 50 assists for this Benjamin Bucks squad going into the championship game tomorrow night. Just extremely balanced there offensively. What makes Alex such a big part of this Benjamin offense?
The analogy is the point guard. You know, he operates from behind the cage at X and sees the field, distributes, can take the ball to the cage and shoot well. And so just a general offensive leader, you know. And I think there's a group in there. I mean, all six guys that are out there, for the most part, can put the ball in the cage. It's just not one or two. But
right.
You know, Alex does a good job, really good job distributing that ball to, say, Jaden on the wing or Sean coming down and or Maddie or Jack or Campbell.
Couple more things with Benjamin boys lacrosse coach Peter Cordray. His Bucks took down the Bowl School 19-7 yesterday, earning a spot in the 1A state championship game against the Community School of Naples. Coach, how do you manage the emotions of the Final Four setting? I mean, you get a massive win yesterday, punch your ticket to the finals, and then pretty quickly have to put all that behind you and reset. How do you try to keep the guys just at an even keel?
Yeah, we tell them to focus on the process, and it's so important because you don't control outcomes. You know, Bowles came into that game with they lost their top faceoff guy, then they lost one of their top middies early in the game, and you can't control that in a game. You can control your process. So what we go through today and how we prepare today, just keep the focus on that, and you know, go out tomorrow and play our best.
Coach Cordray, just before we got on the phone, you mentioned that you've been watching some film on tomorrow's opponent in the state title. What do you see when you watch this Naples team play? And what is Benjamin going to have to do well in order to capture its first ever state championship in boys lacrosse?
Either them or us, it'll be a first-time winner.
Yeah.
And I think it's just do what we've done all season. Looking at their team, they have a really, really strong sophomore goalie. They've got a kid yesterday. He put the ball in the cage continually. Left-handed attack, number five, and got a great face-off guy. I think he was key to their victory yesterday. And so, we've seen teams that are similar to them, but no two teams are exactly alike. But we've seen teams that have that sort of combination, but probably not. This might be the best goalie that we come up against this year, at least the way he's playing right now.
Coach, I will let you go, but as always, appreciate the time. Congrats on an amazing season. The win yesterday, the spot in the state championship game, and we are pulling for you to finish the job.
Thanks very much, Cyrus.